2016 has been eventful, to say the least. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, an assessment of Christian persecution for the year. Stay tuned for that. And hear about a ministry team prepping for year-end outreach who could use your prayers. It's all about the Great Commission behind today's headlines on Mission Network News. Europe's terror attacks, the assassination of Russia's ambassador, the Brexit, and Zika virus. 2016 was a year of memorable headlines. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA shares one you may not have heard.
Persecution is increasing overall throughout the world. We're seeing it particularly in the Middle East, Central Asia, and in Africa. We're seeing the trend of it getting worse around the world. We're not seeing many cases of things getting better.
On January 11, Open Doors is releasing its 2017 World Watch List, a ranking of the world's 50 worst places to be a Christian. Number one on that list comes as no surprise.
No other place on earth is like North Korea in the number of Christians that are persecuted, the number of Christians that are killed. The very act of owning a Bible can get you killed on the spot. Even though persecution is horrific in places like Iraq and Syria, Somalia, there's no country that quite has the restrictions of the violence and the targeting of Christians like North Korea.
And what can you do? First, put a reminder on your calendar for January 11 when the list comes out, then keep an eye on our website, missionnews.org. Yesterday, we updated you on the state of persecution in Southeast Asia, but what happens if things start to get better? Noel Bacchetti of Asian Access might have an answer.
Church has grown because of persecution. It's made us strong and it's made us unified.
However, when believers emerge from persecution, the battle isn't over. An accepting society presents its own challenges, and they often come from within the church itself.
A lot of leaders, say back in India, who will tell you the church in India, while it's large, is struggling with a lot of issues in terms of things like integrity and corruption and so on.
Even if the church conquers external persecution, the growth that results from triumph often causes corruption in the church body. That corruption disillusions outsiders to the work of the church, and the cycle begins again. With that in mind, Bacchetti reminds believers no force can stop the spread of Christ's truth and love.
This is what happens sometimes in history and society and cultures, is things happen and the pressures, however frightening they truly are, actually press the church forward, not backwards.
Remember believers in prayer as they deal with these issues. If you want to find out more about the part you can play, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And finally, as many gear up for the new year, Slavic Gospel Association is in its final stages of preparing for Christmas in Russia through its ministry, Emmanuel's Child. SGA helps national churches share the gospel during the holiday season of January 7th. Christmas celebrations often last an entire week, and many doors which are normally closed will open, literally. But SGA's Eric Mock asks,
continue to give to the support of Emmanuel's Child. We're actually on our fifth distribution already of funds and stars and literature, getting that out to the churches as they prepare for outreach during the first few weeks of January.
Some SGA staff will soon be headed to Russia to help with ministry outreach. However, will you pray?
First of all, just pray for strength. When we travel across multiple time zones and do it quite frequently, it can be a little bit exhausting.
Learn more about Emmanuel's Child, Christmas in Russia, and how to get involved in the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories you hear every day. You can learn more about PrayerCast and view our 2016 Year in Review video as well. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.